Right, so welcome to our holiday, well, December episode 2 eh. So medyo busy ang holiday na ang buong puro kalaro staff sa kanyang bakasyon. So this is the only time that we're gonna record, or this is the last recording for the year 2019. Yan, excited ka na ba? Leaves 2020.
Yes, I am. Ang daming games na upcoming na 2020. Alam niya.
Correct.
We have, di ba, we have Final Fantasy 7, we have Resident Evil 3. Ano pa ba?
Correct.
Upcoming. Ako kasi yung dalawang pinaka-major na inaabangan ko eh. I'm not sure about
Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk 2077.
Woohoo! Ano pa?
Let's do this. Actually, ang dami. Sobrang dami. Kasi mga ano to eh. Mga... Yan yung mga pinag-awayan ng mga third quarter ng 2019. Ano, boss? Kaya ba natin tapusin ngayon taon to? Hindi. 2019 na tayo. Ayun. Yan. Yung mga lang hiling ng mga developer na bakasyon. Diba? Huwag naman tayo mag-crunch time ng December. January na tayo mag-crunch time.
Diba? Yeah. Para maiba naman daw.
Oo, maiba naman. Yeah, kahit yan, Final Fantasy, I think they're doing their crunch times and all that. I think delivery date is when ba sila? May-ish, you know? Most of these guys will be aiming for like summer releases or
yeah.
Probably
fall.
Basta second quarter usually yan eh. Ang first quarter release is usually nag-production na sila ng ano December, so they're turning gold by December. Pero yun, dami-daming announcements, daming changes sa games, and daming ano, we just had our ano, 'di ba? Anong game of the year natin sa Games Awards?
Ano nga ba 'yun? Nakalimutan ko.
Game of the Year, wait. Parang alam ko yung Game of the Year. Shit, nakalimutan ko kasi ang dami kong naging friend, ang dami kong friends sa Facebook na ang salty kasi hindi RE ko yung nanalo eh. Wait, ang dami kong salty. Ni seryoso, promise. Ang dami kong nakitang nag-post.
Sekiro, di ba?
Ah, Sekiro.
Tama ba? Sekiro, di ba? Oo,
tama.
Sekiro.
Sinabi mo na ba kanina?
Parang hindi pa.
Sabi ko inaalala ko mabuti.
Yun. I was, ako, hindi ano ba na-expect nyo na manalo?
Or
wala sa nomination.
Eh.
Wala sa nomination.
Okay, wala akong masyadong...
Diba Control, maganda daw?
Maganda yung Control. Although I was expecting Outer Worlds. Kasi... Fan-pushed, what do you call this? The fan-pushed series. Kasi nga, because the makers of Outer Worlds is Obsidian and the fans actually loved Fallout Vegas. So yun yung A New Vegas. So parang pero deserving ang Sekiro. I just don't think that Death Stranding and Control should be there. Kasi nga medyo maikli pa yung time nila to be included. Pero both are also great games, and I understand the judges if the Games Awards included Death Stranding and Control. Kasi syempre, saan mo naman ilalagay yan? Kawawa naman si Kojima, nagpaka-release yan ngayon. Pwede naman siya mag 2020 release, di ba?
At saka, malaking fan yung isa dun eh.
Oo nga, hindi pa pwedeng hindi, no? Although Control was, I think visually, it's one of the nicest games around compared to Death Stranding. Sekiro is just that hindi lang nila in-expect kasi they expected like another Souls game reskin parang ano ano nga yun Vibes, yung game sa ano game sa PlayStation lang from software. I think they're thinking that it's like that pero it's totally different. It's it has different mechanics and all that, so maganda yung Sekiro. I haven't played it yet. I did play Resident Evil 2. So isa sa mga nominees din for Game of the Year. Pero yun, yun nga, nagulat din ako, ba't hindi nanalo ang Resident Evil 2? Kaya lang kasi, ano siya, parang remake na siya, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang remake na siya. Pero nostalgia-wise, Oo, parang masyadong malaya.
Kasi may fanbase na
eh. Masyadong malaya.
Yun pa, may fanbase na kasi siyang existing. So.
Pero yun, I'm happy for Sekiro. Kasi kahit pa paano, mahirap talaga manalo mga Souls game kasi nga everyone hates that game kasi sobrang frustrating. Pero, ayan, at least nanalo na. So yun, madami actually mga ano eh, best action game, Devil May Cry 5. Tinalo nila yung Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And yung mga Apex Legends, Metro Exodus. Kasi medyo niche market ang Devil May Cry at this point. Kasi diba, sobrang tagal na ng Devil May Cry series eh. Tapos ang dami ng mas okay na games kesa doon. Mga hack and slash, katulad ng ano, napaltan ng Devil May Cry ng ano ng anong tawag dito God of War series, which is hack and slash din, mas nakaka-satisfying. Tsaka yung mga Diablo series, ayun, ayun, action adventure, the Sekiro also beat Borderlands 3 naman, which was my bet. So ayun. Ayun, pero daming news ngayon. Daming sobrang news. If you guys watched, ano, The Witcher?
Yes, I did! Witcher!
Kailan mo tinapos? Kailan mo tinapos?
Pagka-release, parang ilang, ano lang, kahit nasa work. sorry po. Baka marinig nila.
Kahit ito po, gumagamit ng resources ng opisina. Oh.
Oy, hindi ah.
Grabe oh.
Puyat, di promise, puyat-puyat talaga kahit 8 episodes lang siya. Pero kasi ang ganda talaga nung, I mean, casting for Henry Cavill na alam mo na, nung pagka-release pa lang nung news, di ba, na si Henry Cavill yung nakast, parang ang dami kagad ng bash sa kanya. Like just what happened to Ben Affleck when he was casted as Batman.
Diba, actually parang, kasi more often than not, hindi ko kasi lang palagi nilang napipili itong actor na to eh. Pero lagi nilang pinipili kasi pag medyo dark yung theme, pag medyo brutal yung character, iniisip kagad nila, ay si Mads Mikkelsen pwede dyan. So pag hindi si Mads Mikkelsen, nagagalit yung mga internet fans kagad. Ay naku, natatawa lang ako. Pero I mean, Mads would be perfect for Geralt. Kasi nga, more often than not, lahat ng, hindi ko alam kung lahat ah, pero most films that Mads actually stars in, kukunti lang yung dialogue niya. And that's Geralt. Talagang bihira siya magsalita. Kasi nga, diba?
More on action.
Oo, kasi nga parang wala talaga siyang interaction. Marunong mag-interact sa tao eh. Diba?
But can Mads ano, do yung mga action scenes?
Yun lang.
Oo naman. Kasi marami siyang action movies. I forgot his this particular... Hindi to ano eh. It's not really a blockbuster movie. Pero there, I think he did like, I don't know, a Warriors movie and all that. That he was like the last Viking, I think, or something like that. That would be caught kasi nga the entire Europe was being Christianized. Tapos siya na lang yung parang pagan na warrior na hinuhuli siya. And all that. Pero yun, ang sobrang mamamatay tao talaga siya. Tsaka laki ng katawan naman nun, ano? Ang ito, have you seen, ano, yung Hannibal?
Hannibal, which one?
Yung sa Netflix. Yung series niya, Hannibal. No. So yun, if you guys, there are very small parts because, you know, alam naman natin si Hannibal is a serial killer and all that. Pero they made like their sort of version of it when, The guy that Edward Norton played in the movie Hannibal, parang nagkaroon sila ng laban. Tapos meron din nang naglaban din sila ni ano ni who's this actor? Si Lawrence Fishburne was in that series din. Medyo naglaban sila with a knife. So parang martial arts ang dating. Ang ganda ng mga moves niya. Sabi ko, ganyan ba si ano si Hannibal Lecter? Medyo sobrang martial artist naman masyado. So, ang dating. So, parang, I mean, if action sequence goes, he moves the same as, I can even compare him to sino to? Si Keanu Reeves. Yes, kasi pareho sila ng stature eh. Matatangkad na tao. Tapos payat. Uh-huh. Tapos, ano, may katawan naman. And all that. So, pareho silang move. Mga internet, mga movie, Hollywood Kung Fu, ika nga. Kaya nila yan. So,
pero
yun.
Kasi, For me, ah, yung kay Henry Cavill, parang di ba ang dami kagad naging skeptical sa kanya. Pero so far, ha, ang ganda naman nung pagkaka-portray
oh, niya kay Geralt. Well, hands
no,
down.
No doubt. No doubt.
Hands down talaga.
Di ba?
Henry Cavill did a great job. Mostly, I think, because he's a real fan of the games.
Yeah.
And he has also read the book. So he basically knows kung sino talaga si Geralt. Pero I think for me talaga is he even I think thanked him in one of his videos is that the voice of Geralt, which is Doug Cockle, doon siya kumuha ng inspiration kung paano niya gawing voices. I mean, at this of course the Witcher series, he's English or he's British, so medyo nilagyan niya ng accent niya ng konti. Pero yun, si Doug pa rin talaga yung kinuha niya lang na malalim, na yung mga, yun nga, I mean,
yung F-word niya ni Geralt eh.
Oh, I think, there's already a video out there on YouTube that I mean, something popped up on my, ano, na sinabi lang niya parang, puro tsaka fuck yung sinasabi. So parang, yun. I mean, kuha-kuha niya talaga si Doug doon. I think, and I think Doug was really proud na na-inspire niya si Henry na gamitin yung style niya. Kasi you could have voiced Geralt in your own way. Diba?
Yeah.
Pwede western na ano ka, yung parang medyo Virgin. Southern accent na cowboy kasi, diba? Ayan. So, I mean, this year...
Then, nalala ko pa, isa pang binash kay Henry. Kaya ganun yung reaction ng internet before was he was too young daw, bakit daw hindi daw balbasarado. So I was thinking maybe these people just know The Witcher 3, not the book version, di ba?
Totoo yun.
Sinasabi nila na parang bakit wala siyang balbas, keme, ganyan. He looks too young, something.
Yeah, they haven't played Witcher 1.
Yeah.
Witcher 1, Geralt doesn't have any beard. It's only on Witcher 3 nagka-beard siya. Even Witcher 2, wala naman siyang beard eh. Kasi nga, that's, parang, actually, yung beard is a touch in Witcher 3 talaga. Na parang, bakit nilagay ng beard? Kasi parang, it's been years eh. Parang, kailangan ibahin mo na may itsura ng character. It turned out great. Siyempre, magagaling ang mga artists natin. Pero otherwise, I mean, The Witcher ngayon, pwede namang wala eh. Pwede namang wala siyang beard. And even in-game, you have that option. He just looks different. Hindi siya medyo brutish in, ano. So, yun. Tsaka, syempre, graphically represented, Witcher 3 is much more better to look at. Sa mga cutscenes, sa mga ganyan. Ang ganda talaga patignan si Geralt doon. Tapos, ginagamit.
Oo naman.
Dami niyang dialogue and all that, di ba? So, yun. Ayun lang. I mean, for me, how the story was created was... this is created for Netflix series. Hindi to katulad ng ibang series. So if makita mo to sa ABS, it will not work sa local natin. If you see it anywhere else, if they sell this, Netflix sells this to like local networks and all that, it will not work. It was made for Netflix for consumption of the entire series in one bang. Kasi hindi mo maintindihan yung story because of the time jumps, because of yung may mga kulang na story that can only be explained on the last two episodes of the series. Diba? So, yun. Medyo maguguluhan talaga yung mga fans kung ano. Lalo na if they haven't read the books. They just, these are just gamers who actually know Witcher. Mahirapan talaga sila makarelate dun sa game. Kasi parang marami silang hahanapin ng characters. Uy, ba't wala si ganito? Uy, ba't ganito itsura ni, ano? Uy, ba't ganyan-ganyan? Although...
kasama mo na rin yung mga nakibanwagon.
Oh, although...
na hindi rin magigit.
I do have a problem with some of the castings of the show. I don't have a problem with Yennefer. With Yennefer, I think she's okay.
Yennefer is
she could have been a little taller. She could have been a little taller and more robust. Meaning, yung parang medyo
mukhang ma-curvy, gano'n.
Mas mukhang white. Mas mukhang white pa siya ngayon. Yung parang typical na Southern American girl na ganyan, na hindi blonde. So, brunette. So, yun. Tris, I'm Trith. Siguro 50-50 siguro kay Trith. Kay Trith. Kasi okay naman yung acting niya. His acting was, sure, acting was not bad. Although medyo sobrang dark ng color nilang dalawa ni Yennefer, no, pag pinagtabi. Parang, lalo nang, parang may scene yata sa boat na magkatabi sila. Parang sabi ko, kaya mukhang ano ah. Kasi nga nasanay tayo sa ano eh, sa ay, mga gamers. Nasanay sa romance. Na gustong-gusto nila because the first two Witchers were with Triss. And the gamers were like used to seeing her. But in the books, Triss was lightly mentioned. Only in the novels, but on the short stories, it was really Yennefer. siya talaga yung problema ni Geralt ever since. Kasi hindi niya mahindihan si Yennefer. Siya talaga yung ano, ika nga, counterpart niya talaga. Also, siguro ang pinaka-problema ko doon is, what's her name? Nawala sa isip ko. I was just thinking about her. Pero it was the sorceress that was placed in Nilfgaard. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait. Vigo.
Her name is Vigo.
Fringilla?
Oh, Fringilla Vigo. It's just... I don't think that the actress that played her did her justice when she was being cruel. Kasi yung mukha niya ang bait.
Ang bait ba din?
Ang bait ng mukha niya. Yun ako naiinis kasi parang... Hindi, para mag...
Nag-evil smirk.
Oo,
para siyang... Pero hindi naka-evil smirk.
Oo, iniisip ko parang si Garth Bader to, mag-switch to the later part. Which is, alam ko naman, mangyayari yun. Kaya lang, parang... nasasayangan lang ako. I mean, and portraying a black woman as the antagonist is like parang medyo malina na yata yung... di ba? Malina yata yung inihirit niya nun. Di ba? Usually nga, dapat nga pang puti yung mga kalaban. Tapos gusto mo bida yung mga colored people, di ba? So, yun.
Yep.
And nakakatawa rin lang ito, ah. I don't know if they are the ones who are speaking now, right now against the Witcher series and all that. Mm-hmm. But there was an issue with the Witcher games that they were looking for the colored people in the Witcher series. Bakit walang mga... Huh? Bakit wala daw colored na ganyan-ganyan? Eh parang, syempre, ang defense is parang, we didn't think of it that way. We were just thinking that this was like, we were taking the setting of like the Dark Ages, Eastern European setting, na parang walang-wala talaga yung mga tao, galing sila sa gera. Actually, Central European pa yun kasi nga, because of the Nilfgaardian Empires, the counterpart of like the Holy Roman Empire kasi black did sila and all that. Tapos, iba yung mga salita nila, kinoconquer nila yung buong England. I mean, buong Europe and all that, diba? So, ang nakakaano lang dun is parang, hindi ko lang alam kung sila nagsasalita ngayon na parang, bakit din yung mga colored naman ngayon sa ano? So, parang, hindi na natapos ang issue sa Witcher talaga. Lahat na lang talaga, may issue sila sa Witcher. Pero, I mean, I think I highly commend it. They could have done a lot better kasi nga I can see the budget is already being stretched sa series na yon. Ang payat ng mga dragon and all that. So parang sabi ko,
huy, pati yung armor ng Nilfgaardian. Diyos ko, naawa ako sa huling part. Sabi ko, ano, parang plastic.
Kasi I've read the short stories and all that. I haven't read all the novels yet. Pero I've read all the short stories part. Nalungkot lang ako na si Three Jackdaws, yung dragon, yung golden dragon, was made to look that way. I was expecting like, kasi sa books, pinalabas nila ang grand yung entrance eh. And the way the books actually played and how the battles were fought was very different. Medyo mas grandiose yung nangyari dun sa books. Kasi may mga wagons na, ano yun, may mga kabayong marami, sumusugod dun sa dragon. All that and they everyone challenged the dragon one by one. Medyo kaki yung si Three Jackdaws kasi nga relax na relax lang siya. So parang sinasabi lang niya na go ahead, attack lang kayo, ganun. Pero walang nangyari. Tapos I think the knight that Yen was like with in the books and all that, he was not really with them. But I pictured him in a different way, and he's not supposed to die that way. So doon ako medyo na off. Other than that, so for those who are listening who haven't seen The Witcher, hindi naman ako hindi man medyo mausa-spoil kayo ng konti, pero there's nothing in the story that I did spoil, only
yeah,
small parts lang na hindi nyo maiintindihan pag hindi nyo pinanood.
Totoo. Di, so, at saka naalala ko may nabasa akong article na parang regarding din sa budget, na parang kahit wala ng budget, parang gusto pa rin ni Henry na gamitin yung ano bang tawag, nakalimutan ko eh, yung skills ni Geralt, yung mga magic niya.
Ah,
parang wala na silang budget for that, pero pinupush ni Geralt, ay ni Henry, kasi nga parang hindi daw kumpleto if wala yung part na yun. Like yung art style niya.
Yeah, I think on season 2 they can do that, because as you can see,
sana magka-budget na.
Stranger Things yung una was not really that. Yung pangit din ng monster doon. Diba? Parang last part lang siya nakita. Tapos parang practical effects lang and all that. Which is mas mura kaysa sa CG effects. So I'm thinking they're still gonna what do you call this? They're still gonna go back to those things na gusto nilang i-improve, and they will improve it. Kasi nga, syempre gusto lang nila makita yung reaction. I'm just surprised really on how the critics are receiving this. Kasi nga, medyo artistic na nga yung dating yung ano eh, yung pagkakagawa ng Witcher. Hindi siya yung typical superhero, ganyan-ganyan. Which is not really what Geralt is. Hindi siya superhero. He's hated mostly. Even sa games, pag dumadaan ka, pag dudura na lang yung mga tao sa'yo. Kasi ayaw nila sa'yo. Ibang klaseng tao ka, di ba? Parang ganon. So, medyo unique kasi na lore kasi ito eh. Hindi pa natin nakikita ito eh. And it doesn't tie up to what do you call this? To the traditional Tolkien-esque lore. Kung ano yung elves, kung ano yung dwarves, kung ano yung mga iba-ibang creatures sa mythology ng Witcher world. Sobrang nag-invento tong si ano eh. Maka loner to. Siyempre, wala naman tao sa Poland yata eh. So gumawa siya ng sarili niyang mundo. So, yun. I think it's the same if a Filipino writer was just not inspired by Western literature and all that, and just stuck with Filipino folklore. Ganon din yung tingin ng ibang ano eh, ng ibang tao na parang medyo weird to, na hindi siya nagsistick yung mga dwarves niya, liliit. Duwende kasi, di ba? So, no, yun. Yun lang yung I understand why they made such an approach and all that. Pero yun, I commend The Witcher. Everybody's watching it, even if they don't know what it is. El siguro, sobrang bombard sa kanilang Netflix, di ba?
Yeah.
Pagbukas mo na Netflix, hindi,
tsaka,
ano?
Ano, hype din. Sobrang hype din. Ang daming nagpo-post.
Oo nga eh. Tsaka si ano eh, siyempre, ano si, ano yan eh, si Superman yan eh, di ba?
Yeah. So, iba yung hatak ni Henry.
Noong una man, di ba? Mas maraming babaeng gustong kumain sa kanyang ulamin, so.
Ay, grabe ka.
Oo. Pero I was just surprised they didn't go with the cat eyes.
Yeah, yun
kasi
din.
I thought they were going with that. Madali lang naman gawin
siguro
yun.
Siguro walang budget. Contact lenses man lang.
Sabi ko siguro pag uminom siya ng potion, kaso hindi, nag-iitim lang yung mata nila. So parang,
Oo nga.
Cute yan. Huh?
Natawa ko din sa, May magic creature.
Nakakaano lang. Marami ka na siyempre yung ina-expect eh. Pero maraming callbacks sa games.
Mm-mm.
Na nakakatawa. Nakakatuwa rin, di ba? Ayun. Ito pa. Hindi, meron pala akong isa pa. If they can cast Renfli as beautiful as that, bakit hindi na lang nila ginawang pula yung buhok tapos siya na lang yung Triss? Ang ganda kaya ni Renfli. Di ba?
Ay, yeah. Totoo. Parang pwede, mas okay pa nga.
Sabi ko, pwede siguro, siguro ito yung mga, yan tas yung itsura pa niya, is talaga makikita mo na siya yung pwedeng pagselosa ni Yennefer.
Oo.
Di ba?
Parang hindi ka nga magseselos dun sa nakas nila na Triss eh. Parang, Ben? Tapos, wait lang, may naalala ako na parang, may naalala akong meme sa Facebook na parang, di ba, ano sabi nila, parang, ano yun, manga, tapos yung keme, tapos anime, yung dun sa game na version ni Tris. Netflix series, biglang yung picture ng latest. Tapos, basta parang merong reference dun sa game na parang, okay lang yan, kahit yan itsura ni Tris, parang, ano, let me drink one barrel of ale first before... We have, you know, para daw maganda. Except,
para gumanda ganda. Gago lang yun.
Kainis. Ayun ako.
Ganon talaga, saka, ah.
Nakakatawa din yung accents ng mga, ano ah, yung mga dwarf. Doon sa, kwento ako, yung piece of shite. Yung ganun na ganun sa, ano, eh, sa game.
Wala lang. Oo, sa ano, sa, I think sa Witcher 2, he appeared. Importante yun eh. Importante yung isang dwarf doon na makulit.
So, diba?
Although mas makulit siya doon sa series kaya gusto ko. I think Dandelion was portrayed very well kasi nga, even in the games, he's so annoying and he's parang off doon sa story. Pero that's him. Mm-hmm. Even sa books talagang, ganun talaga siya. Na parang, can I read through him? Parang ganun lang iniisip ko eh, diba? Sa movies, kung sa ano yun, sa game yun, in-skip ko na lang yung mga dialogue ni Dandelion kasi parang, ano ko pag-usap sa'yo, pare? Mas okay pag-usap yung mga dwarf mo na ano yun. Kasi nga, parang malalim, may pinaghuhugutan, may prinsipyo. Si Dandelion, wala, babae yung prinsipyo kasi yun eh.
Oo nga.
Parang, sino yung susunod? O si ganito, magkikwento ka na naman. So, I mean, totoo talaga. I mean, I have recordings of me playing Witcher and all that. I usually skip. Skip fast enough. Kasi syempre, sa dialogue choices, malalaman mo kung ano yung matatapos kagad yung dialogue. O maghuhukay ka pa ng storya, di ba? Ayoko talaga kausap si Dandelion ever. So yun. Naramdaman din ni Jan yun eh, di ba Jan? Naramdaman ni Jan yun eh. Inis na inis siya kaya na eh.
Yun. Oh, okay. Ano?
Si Dandelion.
Pati yung song, naging patok yung song.
Mm-mm. Pero dapat, ano lang, tatawa lang ako kasi they didn't name him as Dandelion but yeah. The Polish name which is Yeskel. Pero sa books, it's Dandelion. Kasi yun yung translation
niya. Dandelion. Pero ang sabi kasi, nakabasa ako ng reason kung ba't hindi Dandelion. Parang hindi daw magiging, ano ba? Hindi daw magiging appropriate na Dandelion yung ipangalan sa kanya sa Netflix series. Kaya nag-opt sila dun sa lead name. Kasi parang ang silly daw nung Dandelion.
Nagigets ko naman. Silly naman talaga siya eh. Kung Dandelion yung pangalan niya. Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang pumasok pa. Kaya kasi parang yung Yasker yung pangalan niya. Parang, bakit siyang kulit? Bakit ganyan yung pangalan? Dapat comedy, diba? Parang pangalan ng clown. Which is appropriate. Even sa books is named Dandelion sa English translation. So parang, tennis naman to.
Kaya nga, nagtaka rin ako, sabi ko, ba't kaya hindi nila ginamit?
Meron pa akong isa doon. Meron pa akong isang medyo, pasok na pasok talaga siya sa books, na portrayal. Pero hindi siya main character. If you can remember yung first time nagkakilala si Geralt tsaka si Yennefer because of like, yung nangyari kay ano? Nangyari kay Dandelion and all that. Tapos may elf doon. Na parang in love kay Yennefer. Perfect portrayal talaga yon. Yung pati yung awkward, ano niya, nakakausapin niya. Bigla, lalapitan si Geralt, tapos may sasabihin siya. Tapos gusto niyong pigilan. Ganun na ganun talaga yung pagkakasulot sa book. So parang sabi ko, at least meron mga saktong-sakto. Meron mga saktong-sakto. Pero marami silang, sobrang dami nilang improvisation. That I understand what they did that. Pinagdudugtong-dugtong na lang nila. Pero yun nga. I'm waiting for ano ulit. Parang next year ulit yan. Tagal nilang pinalabas. December.
True. Next year pa ulit. Ay, hindi. 2021. Pero alam mo, in fairness naman, siguro yung kagaya ng sinabi mo kanina na yung storytelling sa Netflix is really good for that kind of platform. Kasi at least kahit pa paano, pwede mo siyang ulitin if in any case hindi mo talaga
exactly.
Kasi pwede mo, yun yung purpose niya eh, na pwede mo siyang ulitin and at the same time, talagang magpipay attention ka dun sa script, sa lines.
Oo.
Sa ano, tapos parang pag pinanood mo siya ulit, uy, parang ngayon ko lang napansin to ah. May ganung moment talaga.
Isa pa to, pag pinanood mo siya sa Netflix tapos nag ginawa mo siyang ano, binge watch from first episode to the last. Yung padating kasi the last two episodes, medyo light na lang at traditional na yung pagkakasulat niya kasi naanto ka na nung by that time. so parang pasok na pasok
talaga. Wala lang masyadong
ano. Alas 4 na umaga yun, natapos ko yan ha. Alas 4 siya nag-start dito sa Pilipinas kasi 3 a.m. Eastern Time or 12 a.m. Pacific Time, which is where Netflix is located. So pagpasok talaga ng December 20 sa kanila, yun na, start na. Eh, tanong ko, di ba dyan? Inaabang ako. Akala ko, alas-stress. Sabi ko, ayun na, ay, hindi pa pala. 1 hour pa pala yun, ano. Kasi Pacific time, wala pang alas. Ayun, Eastern time, wala pang alas-stress. Sabi ko, baka natin yan. Tapos, hindi pa niya nilabas sa first page. Refresh ako ng refresh.
Alin?
Ano na, 4 o'clock na. Tapos, hindi, wala pa siya sa first front page. Sabi ko, search ko nga. Ayun na, season 1! Sabi ko, game!
Ako nag-notify sa akin, eh.
Ah,
kaya,
talaga?
Hindi na nga. Kaya pinost ko kagad eh. Pagka sabi ko nga, sa akin, screenshot to post sa Facebook.
Sabi ko nga, hindi pa yata sa akin yung maabot yung notification. Sinimulan ko lang i-play.
Ayun lang.
Oo, sobrang antay-antay ka talaga. Kasi sa parang December 20, patay na yung araw, di ba? Nakapag-shopping na. May pagkain na kayo for Christmas. Wala ka nang gagawin. Ano pa bang gagawin? Di ba? Hindi naman ako ano eh, di ba? Hindi naman ako yung parang male shopper na December 23 or December 24 magsha-shopping.
True.
Kasi diretso labas. Ayun. So anyway, ang daming series na natapos this year, sobrang dami. I mean, the Star Wars series or the movie series was finished 2019, 'di ba? So tapos na yung trilogy. Yun na pala 'yon. Hindi ko pa mapanood pero andiyan ko na rin eh. Jan, napanood mo ba?
Yes.
Oh. Dahil ko narinig eh. Alam ko yung ending yan eh.
Officially, sa January pa yung showing sa Pilipinas.
Nang alin?
Episode 9.
Oo. Lahat yan. Lahat, from December, actually meron ng 19 eh. Tapos, hanggang 22, di ba? Tama?
Oh, yung limited ano.
Ayan. So anyway, ano pa ba natapos? A Watchmen series, HBO series, The Watchmen. You've seen the movie, di ba, John?
Oh.
Okay. So The Watchmen series sa HBO is what happens after the movie.
Mm.
So yung continuation and everything that happens there, yun. I think a few years after it happened. Or several decades after it happened yata. So yun. Magulo rin yung pagkakasabi ng timeline na yun. Mas magulo pa sa The Witcher. Pero ano eh, medyo mahaba kasi yung episodes niya. So yun. Also, his Dark Materials. If you guys have seen the Golden Compass movie. That's basically it. So yun. They made it into a series that would tackle, kasi nga the Golden Compass movie was canceled. Dapat trilogy, parang Narnia, ganun. Pero it was canceled, so they decided to relive it on an HBO series, which is maganda naman yung production and all that. Medyo, as the title says, is Dark Materials, medyo yung movie is too serious for children. Hindi siya katulad ng Golden Compass na parang ginawa siya ng Disney or whatnot. So, medyo dark yung ano niya, kahit may mga bata involved. Yun, ano pa ba? Daming natapos eh. Ang daming natapos. Sobra na series ngayon eh. Ano pa ba
yung meron pa pinaya? Yung kay ano? Starts with an M. Nakita ko lang online.
Ano na?
May series na nag-starts with an M. I just forgot what it is.
Ah, The Mandalorian?
Oo.
Oh, it also is. Star Wars The Mandalorian. It also ended like last Friday. So yun. Astig din yun. Sobrang astig. Kung mahilig ka sa mga Western movies, yun yung sarap panoorin. Sobrang sarap panoorin talaga nun. Ang galing ng mga actors. Ang galing ng mga ano, Ang galing ng setting, ang galing ng scene. The setting is like after the Empire was defeated. I think it's between episode 6 and episode 7. So before the movies actually start up. Ayun. So I think right after episode 6 to it, when everybody heard the news that the Empire was like destroyed, siguro probably mga 5 years after. That's basically what I'm thinking kasi the entire Republic is in chaos. Meaning, syempre power vacuum, di ba? Sa usual, pag nag-end yung isang regime, may papasok na isang regime. Kahit sa movies, pinabilib nila tayo na parang, nagbalikan na yung Republic and all that. Pero alam na natin, in reality, hindi pwede mangyari yun because there will always be power vacuums na parang merong isang faction na dati sa Republic, malakas sila, ngayon mahina na. So, because of the Imperial takeover and all that. So, yun. Yun na yung pwedeng, yun yung setting na nangyayari. And there is very little Jedi, and actually there is no Jedi presence there. So parang kakaibang Star Wars talaga siya. Parang, naalala ko nga yung bata ko, parang ito yung Ewoks, no? Hindi ka nakakita ng Jedi. Puro Ewoks lang. Tsaka mga tao. Kaya nga siya nag-fail kasi syempre ang gusto ng mga tao makita ng Jedi. Although it was mentioned there, kaya lang, very short. Panoorin nyo na lang. If you guys are looking for something to binge-watch the rest of the year bago magpasokan ulit, go ahead. Sobrang ang daming natapos ngayon. Mga season ones and everything. So yan, habol na kayo. Dami. Sobra. Dami ko rin hindi natapos na game, sobra. In 2019. Pero yung mga unlikely na hindi ko matatapos na game is natapos ko like Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is like I didn't even know I was gonna play that. I just tried it and then I finished it and that was that. I was like, bakit hindi ko pa natatapos yung Assassin's Creed Odyssey? Ang tagal na sa akin nun eh. So yun. Kayo, anong mga gaming ano nyo? Stories nyo before the 2019 ends. Ano, meron ba tayong improvement dyan, Vibs, sa gaming situation mo?
Puno yung paalala yun. Isang buwan tayo hindi nag-usap about that. Pinaalala mo na naman. Low prior na naman ako. Hindi lang ako naglalaro kasi nakakailang pang limang low prior ko na. Baka maban na ako sa Dota. Yun na. Hindi na ako makalaro. Pero bahala na. Pag nag-sale ulit yung PS4. Kasi nag-sale dito. Kaso nung time na nag-sale siya, I can't afford it pa. Kaya inaantay ko siyang mag-sale ulit.
Wala bang? Baka may New Year sale dyan. Malay mo. Diba? Mga naghahabol naghahabol ng fourth quarter sales. Tapos na kasi fiscal year. Kaya wala silang pakialam. Makabili ka ng ano diyan palabas na yung PS5. Oh, 'di ba? Ano, in-announce na ng ano to? Naalala ko na naman yung meme kasi nilabas ng Xbox na yung itsura ng ano nila, 'di ba? Xbox. Ang pangalan?
Ano yun? Xbox Series X.
Series X. Oh, nga yun. Gulo yun. Ba't ang gulo ng mga naming talaga ng Xbox eh, no?
Kulit. No? Kulit.
Parang, ba talaga? Kasi nakita ko yung meme yun eh, di ba? Yung parang, may nag-release ng, I think it was a developer console. It was not really the final product of the PS5. Pero, kasi si Raulo kasi yung developer na yun, but yun yung pinakita eh. Pero yun yung pinapadala. Meron naman talaga mga sample na ano, na, let's say, consoles that developers are given to so they can create games on it. Meaning, eto na yun. Ayan na lahat ng components. Nilagay na namin lahat dyan. Pero yung final look ng game is hindi ganun. Yung itsura niya, mukha siyang ano. Mukha siyang modem. Mukha siyang modem. Ang pangit talaga. Nakita mo na ba yun, Jan? Nag-leak na itsura ng PS5?
Ay, hindi.
Ay, parang hindi naman legit yun.
Hindi, ay, legit siya. Pero hindi siya yung itsura ng PS5. It's a developer version. Meaning, ayan na yung PS5. Gawa na kayo ng games. Pwede niya i-test na. Oo, yan na yun. Ibig sabihin, dev kit siya. So, lahat ng component na yan, yan na yung gagamitin natin. So, maglaruin nyo na. Ibig sabihin, gamitin nyo na for it and everything that's yours. Pero it doesn't mean that that's gonna be final look of PS5. Pero siyempre, ginawa na siya ng meme na tawa lang ako. Kasi pati yung Series X, ginawa nila yung itsura daw mukhang ano, mukhang refrigerator. So,
oo nga, parang mini fridge.
Oo, mukha siya refrigerator. Tapos may tapos lahat ng mga console na ano, parang sabi ko, oh my God, sabi ko, pinagtawanan na naman nila lahat. Yun lang. Nakakatawa lang. Para sabi ko, nalimutan ko eh, parang nalimutan ko yung PS5 na yan. Tingnan ko kung may masus ko. Ay, nako.
Ay,
ayan. PS5. Ayan, sabi niya. When PS5 be looking something from Star
Uy,
Wars.
Uy, pero kasi ano, di ba, parang ang alam ko magkakaroon ng backward compatibility ang PS5.
Oo, ganun din naman. I think ganun din naman lahat siya sa ano, sa kahit naman sa PS4, 'di ba? May backward compatibility and all that. It's just that what is the extent of the backward?
Yeah,
will they be very generous this time? Or will there be parang gagawa na naman ng rason ng Sony na parang hindi hanggang dito lang kasi ganito ganyan, tapos gusto namin ibenta sa whatever. Parang I mean, right now I think sa haba ng pahinga nila, dapat na pag-usapan nila na parang hindi, dapat ibigay natin lahat sa gamers ngayon sa lahat ng para bumili lahat ng PS5. So yun, until there is something to say of how Sony actually deals with making money versus making their gamers happy. Oh, mahirapan talagang lumaki yung ano niya. Dapat kasi, I mean, PlayStation already has won every console war there is. But the thing is, they're holding back. They're not, yung parang opening boundaries pa. Na parang, hindi, kumikita naman tayo dito. Yan na yun. Next time na lang ulit. Okay na yan, mayaman na tayo. Mag-beach na tayo. Pero di ba, in-expect mo rin na parang, uy, ano ba, ayusin nyo yung online system nyo, ayusin nyo yung ganyan nyo. Di ba? Hindi dapat kami na, hindi kami na-hack ng Pasko. Yung gano'n. Di ba? Yung mga gano'n. Simpleng request lang. Oh, because of sometimes kasi medyo maangas talaga ang PlayStation. Because they, wala naman laban yung iba sa kanila eh. Sana lang talaga ayusin nila this time around. Hindi naman mag-aayos ng, hindi naman mamibigay ng mga goodies or good news ang Xbox kung wala silang, kumbaga, kung talo na talaga sila sana. Siyempre, they're trying their best talaga na matalo yung PlayStation. Kaya lang, hindi nila matatalo kasi nga, because of, you know. Pero yun lang, sana lang, what do you call this, ayusin nila next yung mga issues, yung mga ganyan pagdating sa PS5 because, you know, dami naman excited, di ba, sa PlayStation. Kahit naman ako excited ako sa mga games ng PlayStation. Eh. Lalo na yan, hindi na ako bibili ng PS4 eh. Antayin ko na lang yung PS5 kasi lahat ng mga games na lalabas ng 2020 pasok sa PS5, di ba? Mas maganda pa yung graphics, mas mabilis. 4K na siya. Sana 4K na siya. Kasi kami sa PC na hihirapan pa rin hanggang ngayon sa 4K. kahit mas malalakas yung mga machines namin, mas malalakas yung machines namin sa mga pinramis nilang magiging laman ng mga next gen consoles. The technology is still not there to actually run 4K at like 60 frames per second or even more. It's still 30 frames per second steady. That's it. So you're watching a clear movie. So parang kang ultra HD TV lang. Ganun lang kalinaw. Wala na siyang ililinaw pa. So yun, kung ano yung ano yan, Marvel, ano yung last Marvel movie, Infinity Gauntlet. Ano yun? Parang ano yun? Pangalan? I forgot! Wala na sa isip ko.
Infinity War?
Infinity War. kung ano gano'n siya kalinaw, gano'n lang. Kung sa 4K gano'n siya kalinaw, gano'n din yung makukuha natin sa games. Wala na siyang ililinaw pa. 30 frames per second. You know? So, 60 frames per second, rendering na lang yun. Pero wala na siyang 120, wala pa. Hindi pa kaya ng technology talaga. May nagbo-boost na ng 8K dito, pero wala na, 15 frames per second. Ano yan? Picture. Diba? Ano yan? Picture. Ano yung 8K na yan? Kasi ngayon, I mean, even gamers, even yung pro gamers ngayon sa PC and otherwise, are gunning at like 144 Hz for your viewing pleasure. And they're already sporting like 1440p and all. But they're still very much, mas gusto pa rin nila is 144 Hz, 1080p, 60 frames per second or more. Yun pa rin talaga yung pinaka-competitive edge. So, yun. Okay lang yan. Push lang na, i-push lang technology. Pero ika nga, yung stable, pinaka-stable, mababa pa rin talaga sa usual na binibenta. Yeah. Ano na rin natin yan? Payo na rin natin yan sa mga listeners, mga nanay nyo and all that, bibili kayo ng mga 4K TV and all that. Huwag na tayo magpapaniwala niyan. Or 8K, kasi may nakita na yata ako 8K. Huwag tayo mapapaniwala dyan, 4K pa din yan. Mas mataas lang yung frames per second and all that. So, relax lang tayo. Wala pa tayo dun. Yan, ano pa? Ano pa news? Ano pa news?
Wala na akong maisip eh. Capcom ano nangyari sa Capcom? Yung ni-renew ba ang tawag dun? Like the trademark for Dino Crisis and other...
Oh, yes. Titles. Oh.
Just it's ko. Era nagwala. Of remake.
Nagwala lahat ng mga fans ng Dino Crisis. No? Diyos ko, ibabalik nila. Pero yun, at least alam na natin, we couldn't really say what they were doing. Probably nire-renew lang nila yung license para hindi makuha ng iba. Yun lang yung pinaka realistic na makita natin. Pero syempre, because of the rise of like popularity of like Resident Evil games, being bought again by the previous gamers, why not make a Dino Crisis remake, di ba? Why not? Or kahit ano lang siya, kahit, ano ba yan? Enhanced version. Katulad ng, ano, ng Resident Evil 2, yung gano'n. Parang, gawa na sila ng gano'n. Kasi nauso na naman eh. Siguro yung mga makers, yung mga ano na dyan sa, sino ba yung developer niyan? Sino yung old-time developer niyan? Siguro naubusan na silang ideas. Kung gagawa ba tayo ng bagong IP o ibuhayin na lang natin yung mga dating IP natin, gano'n. Kasi nga, they have made so many games. Why not just recreate the story from previous? O kaya remake the story na lang ulit. Which is easier. Puro designer lang kailangan mo. Wala ng writer and all that. Maga, parang scriptwriter na lang kung ano sasabihin sa nun. Pero alam mo na yung sasabihin eh. Di ba? Direction na lang talaga. Ayun. Meron pa palang news sa The Witcher. But this is on the game. This is on the Witcher gaming 4. Side. Yeah. CD Projekt Red actually renewed. Actually, first they patched up their feud with the author. Yeah. So lahat ng yung kine-question niya dati ang inisya ng pera siguro nabayaran na siya ng ayos. And they renewed the licenses for games, I think multimedia and even merchandises for The Witcher title. Kasi mayroon siyang ano, parenthesis The Witcher. Eh. So I'm not really sure if we're gonna see The Witcher Netflix t-shirts coming soon. Kasi nga na-renew yung license nila on December 19th, which is before The Witcher series in Netflix actually came out. So, I don't know if this was a move by CDP. Which is, magandang move yun. Pero naging okay na sila nila sa Subkalki. We might see The Witcher 4. We don't know. They're probably buried in their heads with fixing up like expansions for Cyberpunk 2077 and all that and polishing that up. Pero as we know, in the past, CD Projekt Red has nagko-cross-develop naman sila ng mga games, new games and all that. So, we don't know. I hope because of siguro inaantay nila kung talaga sisikat ang The Witcher sa Netflix.
Yeah.
Kasi we've seen
na nag-boom eh, no?
Oo, nag-boom yung ulit, marami ulit new players. It's one of the most played right now in the in Steam. So maraming nagbalik-loob. Nag-iisip nga ako, sabi ko, ako lang nag-stream ng Witcher ah.
Tapos biglang highest player count ng Witcher eh, no?
Natamad ako ngayon ah. Natamad ako mag-stream ngayon ah. Pero gusto ko yung pagpatuloy ulit yung adventure. Kasi I haven't really continued my game. I'm just waiting to stream again. Yun lang inaantay ko. Yun. And I think before the year ends, yun.
Ano pa ba nangyari?
Birthday ko!
Birthday ko nangyari. Walang nangyari. Walang pera.
Wala. Wala naman. Okay lang. 40 na ako, yun lang. Para sa mga nakikinig, opo, matatanda na po yung mga naganit. Si Vibs na lang ang bata-bata.
Grabe siya.
Oo naman. Ay, Vibs, meron pala akong nalaman. Kailan ko lang na kayo napansin. So, pinapakita ko sa anak ko yung... Kasi nagtatalo kami kasi nanonood siya Twice and all that, diba? Ano siya ngayon eh? So, fan siya ng 17. So,
okay.
So, boy fan siya si kuna yung babae. So, nanonood. Sabi ko, sabi ko si Chewie yung sa Twice. Sabi ko, kamukha ni ano yan.
Meron po, May.
Hindi siya kamukha ni ano. Sino yun? Si... God damn it.
Sige.
I forgot. Sandali lang ha. Search ko naman ulit. I forgot. Ano naman yung pangalan niya. Sobrang hina ako sa pangalan. Si Sam Pinto. Sabi ko, kamukha siya ni Sam Pinto. Sabi niya, yung beauty niya, yung pagkakayos ng buhok niya and all that was familiar to Sam Pinto sa akin. Ang ganyan. Tapos pinanood ko. Sige, tingin mo, panoorin mo to. Yung pinanood ko yung kay Shea Trip lang. Akalain mo, yung isa palang babae doon. Yung si Bianca. Ang bata-bata niya doon. Ang bata-bata niya. I-Google niyo ngayon.
Oh, sige.
Shea Trip lang. Oo. Tapos makikita niyo kagad yung screenshot ng video. Makikita niyo na kagad si Bianca. Ibang-ibang
ito. Teka. Oy, para sa mga fans ni Bianca dyan. Oo.
Kahala niyo, ha? Natuwa ako. Sabi ko, teka. Si Bianca ba yun?
Ganda-ganda ka pa naman kay Bianca.
Iba talaga yung itsura niya.
Kasi ay, siya ba yung naka-stripes?
Oo.
Siya ba yung naka-stripes?
Oo.
Bianca. Guys.
Nene.
Ano oran niya? Nene.
Sobra nene. Grabe. Diba? Diba ngayon may kita mo parang uy, yung hot ni Bianca, diba? Parang siya yung parang Sam Pinto ang dating ngayon. Pero yan siya dati.
True.
Just funny to see, man. I mean, nakakatawa lang panoorin. Nice yan. Sarap lang makita yung mga lumang. Pinapanood ko talaga rin yan eh. Kasi yun yung mga gusto kong mga rap music video na nag-try tayo noon eh. Na maging relevant sa rap. And R&B and hip-hop and all that. Kaya lang struggling. OPM struggling naman always. Puro hugot ngayon ang uso eh. So yun. Wala. Anong plans? Ayun. May nagpag-usapan na ba natin to dyan? Kung ano yung plans natin for 2020? So siguro, before our episode ends, we're gonna like brief you on whatever is happening on 2020 for Puro Kalaro. So mainly, we're gonna... Kasi 2019, we were mainly just doing shows, diba? On reacting on a lot of things compared to like the previous year. 2018, where we had a lot of guests. So we're gonna go back to that. We're gonna have a lot of guests again. We're gonna go into the lives again of the gaming industry. Hopefully, some of our prized guests na pinaplano namin this year is makuha na namin for the year 2020. We're gonna probably have a lot of pro gamers around. Some of the heads, hopefully, of these new trend of parang talent agency bosses. So yan yung mga gusto nating maging guess on how really it works. Kasi malay mo, may mga nakikinig pala dyan, aspiring streamers and all that. How does the business really work from the inside? And how does one really make this into a livelihood? For some, kasi not everyone will make it to the top. Medyo, sobrang mahirap talaga yung industry and all that, lalo na kung marami kang kompetensya. But we're gonna dwell into that. We're gonna get some guests around to explain it to us. Kasi as like you guys, we're also in the dark. We have a small idea on how it works. Pero not really on their view.
The industry
so,
level.
Oh, oh, nga. Yun nga. So, maganda yung meron tayong insight na gano'n.
Speaking of, sorry, before we end the episode, babanggitin ko lang, sikat na sikat ngayon yung Esports Freedom Wall. If you guys can check it out. Ang daming naglalabas dun ng, ano, ng, well, just like
chismis ba to?
Freedom Wall. Yeah, daming chismis. Seriously. Like, ang toxic ng mga tao. Parang dumumare-realize na ang toxic ng mga nasa esports.
Wow.
Na ang daming issue.
Esports ng Philippines ba to or international?
Yeah, Philippines. Philippines.
Ah, Philippines. Ah, talaga?
So,
wow.
Local streamers.
Wow.
Go check it out.
Nakakatawa to. Ah. Sobrang ano to. Ah. Para tong ano ba to? Yung mga university freedom balls like narinig ko sa ganito.
Oh, ganun.
Baka i-shutdown din. Ah. Joke lang. Parang na-shutdown yata yung UP. Anyway. So, yun lang. Any other announcements, John, that we can present before we end it? So,
wala. Kailangan lang natin i-mag-revamp ng mga things. Ganun lang. Pati formatting.
Na mga?
Yung
nang
revamp ng website, ng formatting.
Oh, yeah. So, we're actually trying to build our website right now. Tama, di ba, Jan? Meron naman tayo.
Meron. Pero walang budget.
Ayusin muna namin para sa inyo, para may mapuntahan kayo and all that. So, yun. But as always, listen to us on Spotify, the usual platforms and all. We'll also be posting this usually. Diba sa YouTube, ipopost pa naman tayo.
YouTube ba?
Parang... Hindi na masyado.
I-update namin.
Ayun. Tapos, basta, we're still on Spotify, iTunes, and all that. So, just listen to us, guys. And yeah, you guys have a happy holiday. Kung nagpasano kayo, Merry Christmas sa inyo. And Happy New Year. Happy 2020, you guys.
Happy New Year, Vibs. Happy New Year, Inang.
Happy New Year.
All right. See you guys.